Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom back on the show. Bert's the original historian of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and he joined us way back in 98, the first year we were on the air, and he's now a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's the author of a whole stack of books here. The earlier ones that are still selling, Empire Builders, and there's another one about the entrepreneurs. I'm trying to remember where they are. I think somebody's borrowed that one. Also, Myth of the Robber Barons. That's the one I was trying to get. I think someone's borrowed that one out of my library here, Bert. Washington, FDR Goes to War, A New Deal or Raw Deal, and, of course, his new one is Death on Hold. It's all about someone he's gotten to know who's on death row. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. So what do you think about this catastrophe that's going on in Texas right now? I've got many, many friends down in the Houston area, and my heart's just broken for what they're dealing with right now. And kinfolk. I've got some kinfolk down there.
Right. My wife and I lived there for 4 years. It is very, very sad. And what is always, these kinds of things happen in history, even though they talk about it being once in a thousand year kind of thing. I mean, what do you think the San Francisco earthquake was? Mm-hmm. Obviously not a daily occurrence. But in the past, we had those kinds of catastrophes privately funded. The Red Cross was started in 1880 to deal with larger scale disasters that would be more difficult to resolve at a local level. Mm-hmm. So San Francisco, for example, received aid. A lot of railroads in the country sent, delivered a lot of goods, clothing, food, that sort of thing in San Francisco. And a lot of people donated. The railroads provided the free shipping. And so a lot of people have written articles on it saying, boy, we hardly knew. It was difficult, but we hardly knew what happened because so much aid came our way privately. And you wonder today, in light of the incredible private outpouring for the victims of Hurricane Harvey, if we couldn't really do that today, if we haven't lost something in the last 100 years going toward the federal system.
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And I plugged into the folks down there that I know and asked them where their need was. And one company said, we take care of our own. We have a fund. We'll be taking care of our own. And they've just been building it up over time. And then I also found a place where I could donate with some people that I knew that did a good job with their, you know, the money goes to high percentage goes to the need and not administration. There's a lot of that kind of private stuff going on down there.
I'm amazed by it. Of course, President Trump set the tone with his $1 million gift, but other people have done similarly. And I noticed Walmart has given $25 million.
Yeah.
Well, you begin to get the NFL football teams have given Arthur
right.
Blank in Atlanta that
right.
he'd give $1 million if fans would donate $1 million.
This,
so they get
and what you're describing, and I want to get to this point real quick, Bert. What you're describing, I don't want to. This may sound like an ugly America statement, but this is a little bit unique in the world. And the reason
well,
I said
right.
that is after the big tsunami in South Asia 10 or so years ago, the Europeans got mad at America because our country wasn't giving much down there. But what they missed was that the individuals in America had given billions. And almost no money was coming from individuals in Europe.
It's true that the giving tendencies of the United States are much stronger than those elsewhere. The Christian tradition is, is strong in America, and that's where, you know, given
the Judeo-Christian. I think you should say the Judeo-Christian.
Bert. Sure, that is fine.
Some of the most most benevolent people I know are Jewish.
Yes, and it's certainly part of the tithing was part of the Jewish culture. So this is something that the United States has been different from. We are an exceptional nation. We're a giving nation, and we see this often. And the shame of it is that we allowed the growth of government to confuse that.
Right.
And the idea was that we were being generous by increasing government giving when actually we were centralizing authority in an unfortunate way. Grover Cleveland vetoed a bill to give $10,000 to aid for a famine in East Texas and said, I'll contribute and let's see if we can't have private funding solve the problem.
Right.
And they did. That was the way we used to do it.
I agree. Sandra, hold on that thought. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Labor Day and with our historian, Dr. Bert Folsom, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.